Hey, good morning. Good morning, men and women of God. Good morning. How you doing? Big on Triple X. Yes. Back at it one more time. On this beautiful Sunday morning, before we get our day started, I just like to say thank God for this day. Thank God for allowing me to be here. I am so grateful to be here. In the midst of everything, through all the trials and tribulations, I am so happy to be here. And I'm so happy to be able to deliver the word. The message of God is so important in our lives on a daily basis. Regardless of what people say, regardless of what people do, regardless of how people try to take you out. Trust in the word of God. Trust in the word of God. The day I want to talk about this morning, I want to talk about people wanting to take you out. It's a good subject. It's a good thing to discuss and for you to be aware of as men and women of God. Be wary of people trying to take you out. They will do just that. They will come after your job. They will come after your personal life. They will come after your spouse, your children. They will come after whomever to take you out. So be wary of that. And don't let people close to you as you think because they will try to take you out. And they can be the one you're married to sometimes. They can be the one that. Your sibling, they can be your children, they can be your best friend, because it's always that person that knows you and don't like what you're doing, but it's not a problem. It's just the fact that you're doing it and they don't like that. So, the thing that I want to talk about is in the book of Psalms, chapter 27, verses 1 through 3. And it says of David, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though arise war against me, yet I will be confident." So people can plot and say anything against you to try to hurt you. But when you stand for God, you stand for the Lord, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And it also says that in the book of Isaiah. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed, and you shall refute every tongue that rise against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, declares the Lord. So what I'm telling you today is go about your day. Start your day off fresh. Start your day on your knees praying to God. Get your day started. Before you do anything, just like I did, get your day started. Pray before you get your day started. Get on your knees. And once you do that, pray to the things that you want God to bless you with, bless you for, and remove you out of. Because whatever weapon that's formed against you will not prosper, thus says the Lord on this day. So that's what I want to let you know that people are wanting to take you out. They want to take you out for the good you're doing, what you stand for, because of the fact that they didn't expect for your life to be the way it is. They passing judgment on you and thinking that you was going to end up being somewhere else, and you proved them wrong. So keep proving them wrong. And long as you prove them wrong, they're going to always have an issue with you. That's why I'm telling you, stay on your knees in prayer because people are out here trying to take you out, including myself. Keep praying to God. Stay strong today. Eat the right things. Walk in humility. Walk in grace. Walk in supplication. Walk in long-suffering. Suffering. Exercise. Get enough rest. Stay balanced so you can fight that enemy. Stay balanced so you can fight that enemy. Heavenly Father, thank you on this day. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word. Father God, thank you for an awesome time. Father God, right now I ask that you bless every living soul, Father God, that hear this word, that hear this blessing, that hear this message. Father God, we need you on the day. Father God, we need you on the fresh start of the morning. Father God, the enemy is out there to seek, kill, and destroy. Father God, but we ask that you plead the blood of Jesus upon us, the Lamb of the blood upon us right now to protect us from all evil doings and witchcraft and demonic spirits, Father God, and warlocks and witches, Father God. We ask right now that you keep us safe, Father God, and we ask, Father God, that you keep us sound. And Father God, we ask that you keep us distance from the things that try to hold us down and hold us back. And Father God, we ask that you keep us with a third eye to recognize evil when we see it, to recognize the wrongdoing when we see it, to recognize who's for us and who's against us, Father God, when we see it. Father God, I ask right now that you keep these prayers in supplication. I pray, Father God, that you bless me, myself, my wife, our kids, and our grandkids. Father God, we ask right now that you bless everything that we touch. Father God, we ask right now that you bless the listeners, the viewers, the subscribers to this channel. Father God, right now we ask that you bless every living soul so they can have a blessed day today, the start of a righteous day today, the start of a just day today, the start of a new beginning today, the start of just being here on today, in Jesus' name. Father God, I declare and I decree with the power invested in me, Father God, that I'm able to bless and stand in the midst for those that can't pray for themselves, that can't speak for themselves, that can't talk for themselves, that can't walk for themselves, that can't take care of themselves, that can't be themselves, that's going through stuff by themselves, don't know which way to turn, Father God, by themselves. I thank you on this day. I thank you, Father God, for everything that you have done. And Father God, everything that you are about to do. In the mighty name, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray. We ask that you bless everything we touch, everything we consume, everything that we drink. We ask that you keep us safe, you keep us sound, you keep us blessed on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray. Amen. So listen, this Big Ump Triple X, and that's what I came in here to tell you today, because it's very important. It's very important. Be watchful of your surroundings, because it's people out here trying to take you out. It's people out here trying to take you out. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. God loves you. Big God loves you. Peace.